As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. We will take you up to 1 o'clock before we hand things over to Chris Russell. Took plenty of calls on Terry McLaurin, and whether or not he's an elite wide receiver or not. Man, I didn't realize. I think Terry McLaurin, I'll be honest. I think Terry McLaurin and Brian Robinson are probably two of the most polarizing commanders this offseason in terms of what moves the needle, so to speak, in terms of what piques people's interest. What do people want to talk about? We went from Terry McLaurin. Well, now talk about the latter, Brian Robinson. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN has linked former Browns running back Nick Chubb to the Washington Commanders. And I am not sure why everyone wants to add another running back to this Commanders running back room. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, and here's why. First and foremost, your running back room last year played their ass off. The combination of Brian Robinson, Austin Ekeler, Jeremy McNichols. That running back room that Washington has is fine. It's good enough. You have to think about why the run game last year for Washington kind of tailed off down the stretch. The traditional running game, why it tailed off down the stretch. This offensive line, and I think this is the bigger conversation that we're kind of fearful of having. This offensive line, that interior three in particular, Nick Allegretti, Tyler Biadasz, and Sam Cosmi, got their ass kicked down the stretch. Honestly. And it's frustrating because I know they're good players. Cosmi was playing hurt. But I think whenever we talk about the run game and the traditional running game falling off, everyone points at Brian Robinson, and we talk about lack of vision and lack of burst, lack of explosive playmaking ability. That, to me, is not the issue with the Commanders' run game. It was not the issue with the Commanders' run game down the stretch. Can Brian Robinson be better in terms of being more decisive and showing more patience? I think it's what he really needs to do in terms of hitting a hole. Yes, 110% he can be more patient. But it's hard when you're getting met behind the line of scrimmage by a penetrating defensive lineman. Like, that is an issue for any running back in this league. And it was an issue for Brian Robinson last year as well. And I keep pointing to the interior three of Nick Allegretti, Tyler Biadasz, and Sam Cosmi. I'll give you a take. You all want a take? Maybe you could tell Lou DiPietro. Maybe we can get Lou to clip this off, because I feel this, and I don't know if anyone else feels this way. I don't know if Nick Allegretti earns the starting job next year at guard. My interior three offensive linemen, the battery of my offensive line, my guard, center guard combo entering week number one is probably going to be Nate Herbig, Tyler Biadasz, and Brandon Coleman. Like, that's probably going to be my interior three. I think Nick Allegretti, look at the contract he signed. He is a swing guard in this league. And last year, I think he struggled at times and hurt this offensive line. I think he was pretty good pass pro at times, but the run blocking he struggled with. They were all wildly inconsistent at points last year. I think Jayden Daniels made that offensive line look a lot better than they actually were. And I can stand concretely in saying that. But my guard-center-guard combo next year in week one is probably going to be Nate Herbig, Tyler Biadasz, and Brandon Coleman. And I would think my tackles are going to be Tunsil and Connerly. If that group can perform better, talking about the interior three, then the run game will be more consistent. And I think, like I said, they played well at times. The issue with that group was consistency. I don't think the running back room and the personnel they have at that position is underwhelming. I think it's a good group. I think the sum of their parts together, they're a good group. They complement each other, in my opinion, perfectly. Now, I know Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret is the guy that a lot of you all have been intrigued by, and I am totally ready for Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret. I can't wait to get up close in person and actually see what he looks like, because you all have already kind of, you know, started fitting him for his jacket and putting him in Canton. Seventh-round running back. Can he pass protect? First and foremost is my number one thing. Can he pass protect? Can he hold on to the football and not fumble? And then is he explosive? That's the last thing I think we're waiting on when it comes to, you know, this Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret. Those are the questions I have with him, though. Can he pass protect? Can he protect the football and not put it on the carpet? And then, is he explosive? Is he dynamic? That's still yet to be seen for me. I've seen what people have said on tape. I've watched the tape. It's different, though, when you're up close in person watching a guy. So I'm eager to see him tomorrow as well. But I think the idea of bringing in a veteran like Nick Chubb or somebody else out there, J.K. Dobbins is the other guy I've seen linked. I just don't know how much they upgrade your room. If you all are complaining about Brian Robinson and his lack of explosion, why the hell do you want Nick Chubb? Is Nick Chubb explosive? Three ACL tears in? Probably not. 301-230-0980 is the number. Do you want Nick Chubb? I don't. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why everyone wants to add another running back to the running back room. We've had this conversation before on this very program. I just currently feel like the running back room is fine. If an injury happens, okay. Right? If you come to training camp and someone, you know, gets an ankle and you need to bring in a veteran body, then okay. But even if someone does get hurt, I don't think you're bringing in a marquee name like Nick Chubb. I think we get enamored by names here and say, oh, I want that guy. Same thing with Jalen Ramsey.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Same thing with Jalen Ramsey. Like, I'm not sure I want Jalen Ramsey here. Why would I want Jalen Ramsey here? You know what I'm saying? 301-230-0980, and here we go. AJ has an affinity for any back not named Brian Robinson. Nick Chubb, you could say he has better vision. Okay. The job of a running back behind this offensive line last year, I think, was extremely difficult because guys are consistently getting pushed into you. They got no push up front on the interior of their offensive line last year. How many times did Brian Robinson have to evade a defender 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage? That's my question mark with this run game. It's not really about the backs. I think the offensive line needs to be better. And it's ironic because, like, some of their best performances of the season came in their most difficult matchups, talking about this Washington Commanders run game. Think about week 2 last year against the New York Giants, going up against Dexter Lawrence in the middle of that defense, and it was almost like he wasn't there. Right? Brian Robinson runs for over 100 yards. Think about the way you looked against Tavondre Sweat and Jeffrey Simmons out in Tennessee. You ran the ball on them very well. So it was tough, man. Dallas, they struggled to run the ball against because Ose Odighizuwa is a penetrating defensive tackle that gets upfield. They struggled to run the football against New Orleans because they got Brian Brisee, a penetrating defensive tackle that gets upfield. They struggled to run the football against Cleveland because of who they have on the interior of their defensive line. They couldn't run the ball against Cincinnati's backups. The backups of Cincinnati. Because there was no B.J. Hill in that game or D.J. Reader. The backups stopped this offense from running the football. Tampa Bay, you couldn't run the football against them. That's one of my – the Eagles, can't run the football against them. Like, that's my issue with – this offense, with this football team. I need the run game to get better. And it's not just about the backs. It's about the offensive line as well. 301-230-0980 is the number. Somehow we have already sprinted to the final hour of this program. When we get back, a couple calls right now online about the running back position, we'll take those. But when we come back, though, Ben Solak, I mentioned of ESPN, put together his 100 thoughts as we were 100 days out from the start of the regular season. We're now just 93 days out, and there are a couple of Commander nuggets in there as well. I'll share those with you on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Team 980.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.